This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The National Election Commission, NEC, has reaffirmed its commitment to abide by the Supreme Court's mandate on the suspension of all activities of the presidential runoff. The poll should have been on Tuesday, November 7, but was halted based on the Supreme Court's ruling upholding a request from the Liberty Party for a writ of prohibition of the election. NEC chairman, addressing a news conference Wednesday, said the electoral management body will only proceed with the poll when directed by the Supreme Court. Councillor Jerome Kokoya added that the court's decision will be fully respected.
The Supreme Court writ of prohibition remains in place. All electoral activities aimed at preparing for the runoff remain suspended until such time when the court is satisfied that its order has been complied with.
Meanwhile, Councillor Kokoya has assured political parties that the NEC will endeavor to accord the due process of law. He pointed out that no political institution will be denied access to a fair hearing. In the wake of rumors of insecurity, the Liberian National Police has again assured the public of the stability of the country. The LNP continues to dismiss pockets of rumors in Monrovia and its surroundings about any instability. Police spokesman Sam Collins particularly dismissed social media reports about a Liberian political party being linked to the possession of arms. Collins encouraged the public to rely on the police to provide the necessary clarifications on some of these rumors and speculations. Reports say Grand Cru County Rally Time Referral Hospital is cut off from the rest of the county as a result of a damaged bridge. According to the county health officer, the damaged bridge along the Grand Cess Road is hindering access to the hospital and requiring urgent attention. Dr. Augustine Fania says something has to be done immediately to remedy the situation. The Grand Cess Road, which served as a gateway to the county's referral hospital, is in a challenging state with most of the wooden bridges in bad condition. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Spain's foreign minister says the country is considering constitutional changes that could allow its regions to hold referendums on independence in the future. Alfonso Dastis has told the BBC a nationwide vote on the issue could be held. The move is in recognition of events in Catalonia, where the regional government was deposed after a unilateral declaration of independence. Protests have been held against the detention of the region's ex-leaders. And Pope Francis has chided the Catholic faithful for using their mobile phones during Mass. He said it made him sad when many phones were held up and even priests and bishops were taking photos. The pontiff is not known to have used a mobile phone in public since his election and once asked young people to carry Bibles instead of phones. However, he is an avid user of social media and regularly allows himself to be snapped with pilgrims for selfies. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.